midnight, going right through the midnight on the Passover the 11th. So tell us what's up, Michelle. What's going to happen?
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. Tomorrow morning, we're going to get up early. This is what's in my mind. And we're going to get in Bill's van, and we're going to drive up to Big Bear. It's only 2.5 hours from Vista. And
if you don't have traffic. If you don't have traffic. If traffic is 3.5 hours.
Yeah, but we're going when it's not traffic, because
right.
I've already figured that out. So we're going to go up to Big Bear, and we've been here almost 9 years, and we have never, like everybody around here, everybody's been to Big Bear, but Bill and Michelle.
Right.
Bill. So we're going to, Matthew's going to go, and Kelsey, and the four of us are going to head up the mountain. So once again, I planned something and took Bill away. So therefore, I'm doing the firing line on Thursday, which will be repeated tomorrow, correct?
Right. Exactly. So, Michelle, you have lots of good questions. We have with our new policy, by the way, that we give everybody the opportunity, even if they're not customers, to ask questions
mm-hmm.
on what protocols and things to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting flooded with questions.
Well, that always happens.
Now, if they do require a medical evaluation, I'll tell them that. But otherwise, I'm trying not to overwhelm them, so I give them 3 or 4 things to start, even if it's a very serious health problem. And I said, try those, get back to me in a week or so. You can still keep mail or call and have me call you back, and I'll help you. So you don't even have to be a customer. But you will, if it looks like it's going to be a consultation, you will have to go through that process. So
back to the sale.
Huh?
Back to the sale. This is our spring Passover sale. Passover is actually on Tuesday, the 11th. So the sale, that's our 7% off, and the 7% off of previous sale 3-pack and 6-pack prices. So you get the 7% off and free shipping. So here's your opportunity if you've been listening and you really want to become a part of the NutriMedical family and think, hey, you know, I think I like those guys.
And I'd like to get well.
And I'd like to get well.
And I'd like to drop some of those toxic polypharmacy drugs my doctor is trying to poison me with.
There you go. Bill's always got the right answer. So, yeah, this is your opportunity to go to NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com. Or you can call in your order. If you don't want to be bothered with the internet, just call us, either Mitzi or Chris or someone will be here. And the phone number is 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 if you want to just call in your order. And always, it's free shipping, always, on money orders and checks. So you can also send your check in or a money order, whatever is easiest for you. And don't ever add shipping. Just put the cost of the product that you see on and write it in a little note. And
except if it was international. Except if it was international. It was outside the U.S.
I seem to never get that international. It's always here at home. Always the U.S.
But if it's international, they don't have the extra charges, but they do have international shipping.
Yeah. You're correct.
Yeah.
I have never gotten an international.
Well, we're getting more exposure now because we're doing, and I have a quick announcement. We started a couple months ago doing simulcast, and we started simulcasting on live stream, now YouTube. And now that is spreading a lot more, and we're doing a lot of protocols and things for people. So you can find us on pretty well every platform, including your TV box now. Go ahead, Michelle.
Yeah, so getting back to the Passover sale. So it starts tonight, which is Thursday. April the 6th is tonight, so
right.
It's going to actually be midnight.
Midnight on Thursday.
Or whenever I go to bed, which actually, hopefully is 10:30, and Bill doesn't keep me up to 11:30.
But hopefully. Well, no, I won't be because we finished our series called This Is Us, so we'll keep up late.
No, remember last night? I was ready to go to sleep. You said stay up and talk to me for half an hour.
Well, that's because I was working so late doing answering emails and doing stuff.
Yeah.
So I was still a little hyper.
It is hard to get you to calm down a little bit.
Yeah,
but I'm already snoring, aren't I? I'm before you even get to bed,
what,
I'm already.
What do you think's in this jug here? Now, by the way, I won't crank it around, but calm mind and brain mag, right, is in there to calm me down so I can actually speak at human speed and calm me down so that tonight I will go to sleep at a normal time.
And you know who else needs that? Matthew.
My oldest son, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. In one house. I'm going to be insane by the time summer gets here. Oh, my gosh. Manic, but he makes you look passive. I think he's got you beat on the manic side.
That's because I take my sports energy light, calm mind, brain mag, and I take the beet juice powder in here too.
So, hopefully.
Plus, by the way, cardiovascular and Neutrodyne. It's all in this jug.
Can I talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hopefully. You got those dates right. You know it's tonight. You know it ends. I was trying to say when it ended too, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know you can't stand it. You got to talk. Look at you wringing your hands. I gotta talk. Mishi, be quiet.
I think you're the one that's hyper today, not me, honey. Go ahead.
Okay.
If you actually get a sound speed difference, I think I'm speaking reasonable, and you're the one that's fast today.
Gee, it must have been taking a lot of combine.
I think maybe you had that first coffee that you gave me a little bit of in the bottom.
Yeah, I hate coffee, and I never drink it. I shouldn't even touch it, but Chris went and got it at Starbucks, so I have it's just two mouthfuls of that.
Yeah, but you're not a coffee drinker, so to you that's like jet fuel. Go ahead.
Okay. Bill, when does the sale end?
I would say it would probably end on midnight on the 11th.
Yes, that's correct. Anything else you'd like to say about the sale?
Yes, that we've also a sale that's been going on for several months now of 20% off on our diagnostic, predictive diagnostic quantum machines, our QRMA and Metapathia, plus 6 months where you can break up the payments. And remember, anybody in your family, including first and second degree relatives, the test analysis is free. Now, only you can also become a test site, but then you have to actually get people to do a consult. But it's all free, so you get 20% off and payments over 6 months. You can pay in 4 or 6 payments. And usually after you get a payment or two, you just send the machine out to them too, don't
I? Do. And then I just...
And the new one, I just set up my new version of it. Yeah. It has a lot of new panels on it. It's much more sensitive. It's amazing.
Yeah,
and when I get that along with a little history, a few sentences or a paragraph... Mm-hmm. There's no charge for me to analyze you or your relatives.
So I noticed with the last QRMAs that we received, they're a little fancier.
Yes, and they have a lot of new panels and a lot of new test issues on them, including fatty acid analysis and other things.
Oh, really? Cool.
Oh, yeah. That's there.
I'm going to make the sale for the QRMA 25% off for the Passover sale.
Wow.
25%.
And the Metapathia.
Oh, yeah. And the Metapathia.
Metapathia,
yeah. Okay, so is that...
By the way, it's a really inquisitive. The bioplasm is there, too. Bioplasm, the thing is you can download the actual frequencies. I can do the frequencies of the specific products and download them into the device for actually frequency matching. Mm-hmm. But that's only for somebody that's almost like a health professional wants to set up a formal clinic, like they're a chiropractor or a naturopath or an oriental medicine doctor. Because, by the way, the Metapathy will even tell you the acupuncture points to treat.
Well, Matthew should be taking his doctor right now.
I can tell you the actual Metapathia tables will actually even predict which peripheral and central, even auricular, acupuncture points to actually enter.
Auricular, is that auditory?
In the ear. In the ear. The ear actually has all the acupuncture points of your body, believe it or not.
Really? How's that?
They all converge on the ear before they go into your brain. And your pineal gland, yeah. Isn't it interesting?
Wow.
That's why the last thing that goes before you die is your hearing. Isn't that interesting?
So take care of your ears. That brings me to, I had a call this week, Bill, from, where is he? He's one of my guys here. And it was a chiropractor.
Yeah.
Dr. Jerry, chiropractor. He's from Minnesota.
Right.
Notice his Minnesota accent. Sounds like Canada. Sounds like Alberta.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they
do
have...
You know what he was asking, Bill?
What?
He wanted me to ask you how to get wax out of his ear.
Really easy. Use Debrox first to get the wax open. It's chronic and external otitis. It usually means there's a fungal and bacterial infection in the ear. So then afterward, you put Nutrisilver in there and put a little tiny bit on a Q-tip of pregnenolone cream, and you put a little tiny portion of a brain-made capsule to stop the NMDA receptor, because it stopped. There's two things that are going on whenever you have pain or inflammation. It's called pain and process. I call P&P. Pain is the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor on your skin or your brain. So when you take the brain mag, the brain power in your orally, it turns off brain inflammation, so you just use a little bit of Nutrisilver drops in your ear and a little bit of pregnenolone on a Q-tip. And if you add one, a little tiny bit, if you have the brain power...
Yeah, but most people would go with the one thing, the Nutrisilver.
Nutrisilver works, but then I'd also put a little bit of Q-tip on a pregnenolone cream.
Do you want me to go through some of the other
phone calls that I got this week? Go ahead.
I do. How do you know? Oh, you're watching.
Yeah, I'm looking at you.
You're looking.
I'm not looking at the screen. I am totally focused on you. I am reading good today.
So if you were to describe what you see what do you see?
Multicolored sticky notes that are almost legible.
Yes, multicolored.
Almost legible.
They're not legible at all. That's my handwriting.
I can actually read Mishi.
And look at the back. It's full of those notes, too.
Yeah. But
so I try to get
I learned how to read Mishi over 32 years plus.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. You know, it's a foreign language. It's similar to Cantonese and Swahili, but it's, you know, it's good.
And what is it? What is it?
It's called Mishi language.
You mean my writing or
scribble.
My speaking?
Both.
Oh, my
God. I'm just kidding.
Okay, this is it. Okay. Bill, let's go to George. I'll deal with you later.
Yeah.
On the way up the mountain. George from West Virginia. He is taking magnesium, potassium, BioLVR, and Brain Mag. And I didn't write here what he was taking it for. All he wanted me to say is that he hasn't felt better in 10 years. I guess he's been feeling terrible. Hey, George, I hope I'm...
What was that? What form of magnesium was he taking?
Magnesium, potassium.
Yeah, the magnesium, potassium is particularly good for the outside of the brain. Mm-hmm. And helps stop form kidney stones, like kidney and gallbladder stones.
Mm-hmm. And does that sound like
heart?
A protocol that would be for kidney stones, BioLVR, magnesium,
yes.
Potassium, and Brain Mag?
The Brain Mag is going to work primarily in the brain at calming the autonomic nervous system down and the mm-hmm. peripheral nervous system mm-hmm. down. In fact, in the knockout mice where they actually have genes that cause Alzheimer's, the mice given the Brain Mag, magnesium, L3-8, actually were healthier than even normal mice. Mm-hmm. So Brain Mag is really cool stuff. I mean, this stuff, if you take it along with our brain power of Inpulsatine and our Cognition Plus and Synaptin, you're actually going to have less disease, and even if you have a genetic predisposition to Alzheimer's or you've had a stroke or some other problem. That's pretty cool.
So Brain Mag is good as a preventative for Alzheimer's?
Oh, yeah. In fact,
what's the number one product for a preventative for Alzheimer's? I thought you said Cognition Plus.
No, it's a combination of things.
Preventative for Alzheimer's is what?
Brain Mag and Brain Power.
Oh,
are number one. Number three is Cognition Plus. Wow. Number four is Neurogen.
Really?
Because if you actually did a T1 weighted MRI scan, you'll actually see ratty kind of like loss of the myelin sheath, say to the anterior forebrain bundle of the hippocampus.
Mm-hmm.
You actually see it on the MRI scan. And if you give them Neurogen, which is docosahexaenoic acid, they start remyelinating. And as soon as you get four layers of myelin, you get saltatory nerve conduction repaired, high-speed nerve conduction. It's like you go from really crappy internet in your brain to high-speed fiber optics. That's mm-hmm. what myelinated nerves are like.
Cool.
Okay, so you get back to a fiber optic brain, basically.
That's cool, Bill. Jeff from the San Fernando Valley up here in California, do you have a Hep C protocol?
Yes.
First, a nice, simple one.
Simple. You can take one, usually two out of the three antipathogenics, NutriSilver, NutriDyne, or Allicin Med, mm-hmm. and then you take our NutriDefense, and you can measure your pre- and post-DNA viral load in your blood, and you'll see we wipe it right up. It completely stops. Then you want to heal the liver. You want to take Cell Defense Plus, which is curcumin, and you want to take our free radical blockers, which includes Cell Detox, Glutathione, and Gamma E Plus.
Which one would you pick of those?
Cell Defense Plus.
Thank you. Okay, Jeff got that. Okay, next is Woodson Bill from San Francisco in California. He's had a breathing problem, and his doctor says he's going to have to get a surgical biopsy of his amyloids in his heart, and it affects his ability to pump. Did I get that right? What's an amyloid?
Amyloid is an amyloid protein, basically. These proteins build up because you're getting some either dilatory or non-dilatory forms of cardiomyopathy. Right, and mm-hmm. most of them are actually caused by stealth infection. Recently, we discovered, and Ann and I reported this last few weeks in our videos and on the show, that Zika virus is now causing massive explosion and immediate onset, even in their 20s and 30s, of heart failure. So we are seeing a 400% increase in heart failure in North America and the Western world, and we think it's actually a stealth infection. And the reason is that RNA viruses actually affect what's called the unfolding proteins in your endoplasmic reticulum, and it affects the mitochondria, so it causes a mitochondriopathy and an endoplasmic reticulum disorder.
So getting back to amyloids, what is an amyloid?
Amyloid is just that a protein accumulates, but the problem is the doctor doesn't understand.
Where is it, in your blood?
No, amyloid proteins are basically built up whenever there's a misformed protein.
So what is it, a cyst?
No, it's a specific abnormal protein. It's no big deal. The doctor's completely off the mark when he's saying he wants to measure amyloid protein.
And why is he trying to do surgery, the doctor?
Because he wants to get a bigger boat.
Yeah.
Okay, it has nothing to do with the patient. Okay, let me explain.
Yeah.
Here's the test you do. These are the cardiology tests. This is conventional medicine, advanced mm-hmm. cardiology. Mm-hmm. The first test you do in anybody that has a heart problem is you do a transesophageal echo. You have to drop the scope down the esophagus. It's more accurate than doing transthoracic, although the transthoracic will tell you most stuff. Mm-hmm. You need to look at pulmonary wedge pressures, heart flow, and you need to look at the compliance of the left ventricle, right ventricle, and what the diastolic pressures and filling volume are, so you know if you've got end-diastolic problems or not.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need to know if the valves are leaky, and it tells you how much they leak, you know, grade 1, 2, 3, 4 in terms of leakiness. If the valve leaflets are getting what's called myxomatous changes, or they're calcifying, they're not going to properly oppose, so you get a leaky valve that either you have to do surgical repair with, say, a pig valve or an artificial valve, or put a ring in there so the valve leaflets will close during diastole, so the heart will fill.
Okay,
and the next test you would need to do is a high-speed CT scan with a calcium score, and it tells you if you've got calcified plaque, if you've got abnormal flow, so you've got a hypoxic heart muscle, so it can't contract because it's not getting blood flow. Okay, and then you can do an angiogram, and you can do not only a regular angiogram, you can do a magnetic angiogram with radiomagnetic dye.
What does that tell you?
It tells you if you've got coronary artery disease, if you need a stent or bypass. Now, I don't rush into
doing... So what has all this got to do with the amyloids?
Nothing. And the problem is he's off on a tangent, okay? You need to know what the heart function is. Most of the problem is, and people don't understand this, and this is for you cardiologists out there, it's in published journals, in cardiology journals, that in a healthy heart and vascular system, and by the way, the Chinese medicine doctors, like our son's going to be a PhD, know this, that in Chinese medicine for millennia, they treat the entire circulation, not just the heart.
Mm-hmm.
The heart only pumps in a healthy person 30% of the blood, 70% is pumped by the blood vessels. And if you look at the cross-sectional area and the length of blood vessel and the peristaltic wave and pressure differences, you can calculate the non-Newtonian fluid dynamic blood flow, and 70% of the flow in a healthy person is their blood vessels. It's not their heart. Now, if it becomes 50, 60, 70% of the heart, it's because your blood vessels are failing. And usually they fail for three reasons. First is the vessel's getting stiff because you're losing the endothelial lining from free radicals, singlet oxygen, peroxynitrate, and homocysteine.
Now, for stiffness, is that the CoQ10 ubiquinol?
The CoQ10, CoQ10 Supreme, okay? The Omega Supreme Pro, right?
Why not the... How come it's the regular one, not the ubiquinol?
The ubiquinol is for the brain.
Oh.
Ubiquinol for the brain and the eye. Ubiquinol is for the... It's also reserve form. So the reserve form in your body is the ubiquinol, and your body back converts it into the CoQ10, which is the spark form, which is boom for your heart.
But the reserve form, which is like the
storage form, is the ubiquinol, and the form that crosses the blood-brain barrier for your brain and your eyes. So it's the reserve form, and it's also the eye-brain formula.
So
and
maybe for stiff arteries or whatever,
you want to use VeinAway.
Omega
Supreme Pro, number one, VeinAway, which is diosamin, and ultracyamin B1 because the transketolase enzyme is reduced. And the most one of the most important is semethyl, because homocysteine is a major factor, cell detox glutathione to stop the hydroperoxy.
What causes homocysteine?
Homocysteine is caused because you knock out the superoxide-dismutase enzyme, SOD, which allows singlet oxygen, and your response to the singlet oxygen is to increase homocysteine production in your vessel walls, in your mitochondria.
And what causes that?
Homocysteine is a byproduct of abnormal metabolism in the Krebs cycle. Inside your heart and your mitochondria.
Cycle from
right, yeah. They call it the Sven-Giorgi cycle because Dr. Sven-Giorgi discovered some of the formulas we have.
Bill, I also talked with Sean from Hey Out There. Hi, Sean from Monterey, California. He had a very bad, he was just calling to place an order, but he wanted to tell me this on the side, that he had a very, very bad sore throat.
Right.
And he is the first time he got our Nutru Silver, because we don't have any more, we don't sell the Silver 100.
Right.
He wanted me to tell you, Bill, that the Nutru Silver was more powerful than the Silver 100.
Oh, yeah, maybe more powerful.
So he asked me, why is this? It worked, you know, within
minutes.
Yeah.
Minutes.
And he said, he asked me why, and I said, because you put liposomes in it.
Just a regular liposome, it's an enzymatic liposome.
Okay. All right.
Enzymatic liposome, and it's a angstrom silver that's actually hydrogenated, so it makes it alkaline.
Right.
So then it's wrapped in an enzymatic envelope. There's nothing like it on the planet anywhere.
That's awesome. That's good. Yeah. I'm happy. You're happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Sean's happy.
Yeah.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
And Michelle, you got more questions? Let's fire away.
I do.
I'm in the batter cage. I got my bat ready. And you're trying to try to do a fastball with a little curve at the end because it's got a spin on that ball. And you got a 95 mile an hour pitch. That's what you got.
Really?
Yes, you do. You're pretty athletic being a J1C Viking. By the way, you were making a comment last night of our oldest son.
Who?
And he was sitting there, Matthew, with his beard and everything.
Oh,
and I'll tell you. And you said, boy, he could try out for Vikings. And you know, that's serious because all of our three sons look like they definitely look like they're Vikings.
They look like their mommy, I guess.
They look like their mommy. They look like their Viking boys.
That's Scottish. Anyways, who cares? Let's go on. What we really care about is Dorothy from Tennessee. And you know who Dorothy is.
Uh-huh.
You know Dorothy, right? Because
we
talked for a long, long times. So, Dorothy, I'm going to ask Bill your question about Power C. She wants to know if you take a lot of Power C...
Right,
which I take more than one a day. More than one for me is a miracle.
You're right.
Can you get too much calcium?
No. The problem is, you see, our whole diet, it has calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, ascorbate with bioperin. And our whole diets are low in calcium and magnesium, so you're going to get it in there. But it also is going into the right body compartments. You're going to not get metastatic calcification. Now, I tell people if you're trying to repair osteoporosis, you want to cut the calcium, magnesium, bone crystals with the type 2 collagen and the silica, boron, manganese, and the growth hormones. It's actually hormones to grow bone in our bone generator.
Wow.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, no, you're not going to get too much calcium. The problem is, it's the best alkalinizing agent. And the best way to think of, and this is, I'm quoting Linus Pauling, vitamin C is a solid or liquid form of electrons. And every disease in the body, cancer, heart disease, infection, whatever, is an electron deficiency disorder. Mm-hmm. If you could actually do a scan of somebody, or use your imagination, you know, like Disney uses, called Imagineering. Mm-hmm. And you could scan someone. Everywhere there's little black holes or little big black spots where there's not enough electrons, it's exactly where there's disease. Whether it's bronchitic pneumonia or middle ear infection, mm-hmm. macular degeneration, cancer, you'd see a big black spot where there's not enough electrons. And as soon as you start taking power C, you start to wipe out those blacks, and you literally take a big eraser and getting rid of the black spots.
And, you know, I always hear back about power C.
Yeah, the reason why power C, because you can exceed 500 milligrams. If you go in regular more than 500 milligrams of any other form of vitamin C, including liposomal, mm-hmm. you're going to get explosive diarrhea because your body says, oh, my gosh, that's hard. Ours is the only, and I mean only, neutral vitamin C not buffered in the world, and it has bioperin, black pepper extract, to increase absorption 40%. So every little capsule equivalent to 1.5 grams. So if I want, for say, cancer or autoimmune disease or arthritis to turn off your inflammatory cytokines, for example, I mentioned earlier in the show that diabetes is not a sugar problem. Sugar is just a bystander, mm-hmm. right? Diabetes is a free radical problem where you lose superoxidismutase enzymes. And the primary thing is if you repair electrons and a diabetic or pre-diabetic or just anti-aging takes a two capsules twice a day, or three times a day, or six three times a day, or if you've got cancer, 12 in a smoothie three times a day, the cancer just goes and it just shuts it right off. If you've got autoimmune diseases, you can really turn it right off with that.
I take it because for the alkalinity.
Right. If you've got Rocky Mountain spotted fever, or you're dying of a septic infection, right,
uh-huh.
or a flu virus that's killing you, and you're getting a massive cytokine storm in your body, mm-hmm. you can shut it off in minutes with power C.
Mm-hmm.
Shut it right off. Now, you can take intravenous vitamin C, but these dosages you can get in power C are way higher. You can get 90 gram equivalents in your body. So if you've got cancer, besides our apoptogenic agents, and there's three, malignant block, elagic acid, and cell defense plus, and the fourth one is power C, with full vitamin K2.
Save that thought. I'm getting into the questions now,
right.
The emails.
Yeah.
So the first one, Bill, is Tabitha from New York State. Dr. Teagle, my name is Tabitha. I'm writing to you for someone I love and care for very much. Her name is Sasha. She is 28 years old, and she's her niece.
Right.
But she's much more than a niece to me. She's more like my daughter. That's like Mitzi
right.
to me. She was just diagnosed with a rare aggressive sarcoma cancer. It is located in her vaginal bone and has worked its way up to other areas. Can you help me with some ideas of natural remedies to help heal her naturally?
Yes.
She said they want to treat her with chemo through an IV port in her chest, and that will go on for 40 weeks
Ooh.
Of chemo.
How do you?
When we come back?
Yeah, they want to kill her with chemo, I call it.
When we come back, Tabitha, we'll finish that.
Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Michelle, you have some more questions. Yeah. Let's rock and roll.
Do you remember? The question was from Tabitha.
Right, about cancer. First off, you got to start. What is cancer? What do you think cancer is, Mish?
Oh, gosh.
It's a survival. I'll give you the summary. It's a survival mechanism of strong cells, not weak cells, that change their genetics to survive a stressful environment.
Did you really think I was going to say that back?
No.
I just cut you slightly,
but I knew I was going to jump in later and give you the answer, which is a quick, simple answer.
I'll tell you what cancer is to me. I hear so many people now, Bill. Everyone seems to have a friend or a family member that is suffering with cancer.
Now, the reason why, do you know why cancer is so prevalent?
I don't know.
Three reasons.
The environment.
Exactly. The big E environment, but there's three subsets. Scalar radiation from smart meters, Wi-Fi networks, and electricity. Mm-hmm. Radiotoxins from Fukushima were in the tailpipe of Fukushima Daiichi and nuclear plants. And in the troposphere, this is the third reason, every day there's seven new chemicals added to industry that get in the troposphere that could be in Malaysia or China or anywhere, and they're getting into our atmosphere. For example, 83% of the mercury in our veggies here in North America, even organic veggies, comes from dirty coal in China.
Well, guess what? All those three things you said are the environment.
Right, right. And so the point is, whether they're scalar, radiotoxins, or heavy metals, mm-hmm. and chemicals, and there's, if you take a high-pressure chromatography of somebody's fat biopsy, which I've done for years, or their red and white cells, you'll find 10,000-plus chemicals at parts per million or billion in their bodies, and it's not an additive effect, it's a multiplicative or exponential effect.
And causing toxins. What's a preventative for cancer? It's a Power C, and I take Malignablock.
Malignablock and Power C are the two biggies, and then the elagic acid and the Cell Defense Plus, which actually gets rid of cancer mother cells. So even if you survive cancer and say even conventional treatment, 100% of people have cancer mother cells still in their body.
And what is this one that Tabitha's niece has, a rare aggressive sarcoma?
It's cancer. An extremely What's deadly sarcoma? Tumor that will multiply very quickly.
And how come it's in the vaginal bone?
It can occur anywhere in the body. It's not in the bone. It's actually a muscular tumor. Sarcoma means muscle tumor.
Okay.
It's a muscle. It's a pelvic muscle that's basically turned sarcomatous. But the point is that you have to study the genetics. If you do a biopsy of it and send it off to a lab to do a genetic screen like the one in Cambridge, Massachusetts, they'll tell you exactly what off-label use of nutraceuticals and drugs that actually switch the genes back to normal. And the primary agents we use for that are apoptogenic agents, and we have these four groups. Malignant block, elagic acid, Cell Defense Plus, and Power C with full vitamin K2. Boom. Turns off the cancer. Either repairs the DNA or makes it go back.
A difficult time getting that elagic acid.
I talked to our guy.
Is it going to come? Because there's people that have ordered it.
It was actually supposed to be here today. This is the 6th. Already talked to them. It's coming back. They had a supplier issue.
Wow.
And by the way, the krill oil, too, was back ordered. The krill oil, by the way, was backed up, and it was because we're having leakage of our soft gel capsules, but they fixed that. Mm-hmm. So now it's okay, because we don't send anything out that it's a pristine, top-notch product. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're not going to manufacture it and send it out. Yeah,
got a lot extra.
So, we got everything there. Yeah.
So for her bill, what could
we By the way,
suggest?
we got our gluten A's and our gluten immune that arrived. I'll have them posted up by today. The gluten A's actually gets rid of gluten because many people don't realize many of the illnesses in North America, including cancer, are caused by gluten sensitivity. Even if you don't have celiac disease and anti-gluten antibodies on a blood test. So you have the glutenase enzyme, and we have the gluten immune to turn off the reaction causing problems.
So, for her, for Sasha.
Yeah, so she needs to start off with her apoptogenic agents, and then I need to find out from what she's taking, because I don't recommend paint-by-numbers chemo or radiation treatment, and I don't want her to get a port and start doing chemotherapy not based on the genetic testing of the cancer.
Yeah,
and I'm hoping to convince her that that's not a smart move to make, because 50% of the people that start chemo on a paint-by-numbers chemo, no matter what your cancer, especially if it's a nasty cancer like this one that's very highly metastatic, the chemo agents are usually so aggressive they'll kill her within 6 months.
Okay.
She'll either die of an infection or bleed out from collapse of her bone marrow.
Next is Hermine Bill from Florida. Hello, Dr. Deagle. I've been living in this rental apartment for 3 years, and they found radon. The level was at 11, and they put fresh air intake, and now the level is 2.6. Is this level dangerous? Should I leave, or can I stay? And also, I've been diagnosed with macular degeneration. What vitamins should I take, and can I expect it to get better?
Well, first off, the level of radon has to be dependent on the area that you're living in. There's various levels that are published by the government, and usually the levels are woefully wrong. For example, the highest levels of radon I've seen are in Boulder, Colorado. I had reported to me, and they were actually doctors, and this is years ago, and they reported to me they had levels of radon that were like in 3,000. It was like so ridiculous.
Where does it come from?
It comes from the ground, and usually it means that there's radioisotopes in the ground like uranium. Like, for example, in the northeast United States.
Yes.
The mountains of the northeast United States are very ancient mountains, and they ground right down to like the Appalachians now. Mm-hmm. It's the end of the Appalachian Trail up there. And the rocks got a lot of uranium in them. So a lot of people have wells up in the northeast. They don't realize that they're not filtering their well water. They're likely to not only get arsenic, because it often goes with gold, but it also goes with uranium. And there's a ton of uranium in those wells. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what they need to realize, if you got high...
So this is in Florida.
Right, so where you get, it's also in Florida areas. There's all of the country.
Where's it coming from there?
It's going to come from the ground. And if you do a radon test, and there's radon test kits, you need to have an air exchange system that literally exchanges the air and pumps the air. Usually it'll get in underground things like basements or sub-cellars, or even in Florida where you may not have a basement because you're not going to build down, right, because you're going to be below the water table. You're going to get radon underneath your floorboards, and it's going to get percolate up in your home.
Yeah, just having fresh air doesn't, new
That's why. That's the solution. You have to have an air exchanger, that's all.
Well, it says they put a fresh air intake, and now the level's 2.6.
Yeah, it'll drop, and you can look at some of the standards that they talk about in terms of what radon levels are okay.
Yeah, I saw you just pop that up there. It's 4.
Yeah,
is acceptable, right?
Yeah, well, they'll say acceptable, but remember, It's like moving standards. The Environmental Protection Agency is changing everything. They'll say X level was okay, and then all of a sudden, we made a mistake.
I can't trust it.
Yeah, at this level, we'll kill you, and we got to drop it to a 1-4. So don't trust at any level. Radon, it's like, okay, plutonium particle. Do you think a plutonium particle is a good idea to have one on you? Of course not. So you know what the acceptable level of plutonium is? Zero. Mm-hmm. So what's the acceptable level of radon? Zero. If you have radioactive particles, and the biggest cause of lung cancer for non-smokers is radon.
Really?
Radon.
Her other question is, she has macular degeneration.
Macular degeneration in the eye is basically free radicals in the back of the eyeball. So you want to start off with her Vision Max. Canseo eye drops, cell detox, glutathione, and Gamma Plus, and Neurogen, because you lose myelin sheath connected
now,
in the back
Herman,
of the eye.
I know for a fact, is on a budget.
I give her Vision Max and Vision Max and cell detox, glutathione would be the top two.
Okay. Next bill is Eugene in an email.
Right.
Hi, Dr. Bill. I listen to your broadcast about once a week. You are always giving me a compliment. Do you want me to read it?
No.
Okay. My question is related to my feet and ankles. I am 64 years of age and have had no medical problems all my life. I only take the 81 milligram aspirin and some multivitamins. About 6 months ago, my feet began swelling, especially after a glass or two of wine. Now my ankles are also swelling, and my doctor gave me some water pills to lower the fluid. I'm not against reverting back to a vegetarian diet if this symptom is serious enough. My legs have always been tender when it comes to small scratches, and they take longer to heal now.
Right.
I noticed a few more scabs forming on my lower legs. Is this a diabetic symptom?
Well, it may be, but remember,
it says he's 6'1", 225 pounds.
Right. Okay. Let me explain. Diabetes is primarily a free radical disease. Sugar is just a bystander. Baby aspirin only poisons your platelets. It doesn't fix a circulatory problem or reduce the blood viscosity.
What does it do, baby aspirin?
It poisons your cyclooxygenase and your platelets, so it prevents you from forming a proper clot. So if you cut yourself, you'll bleed longer if you take a baby aspirin, but it doesn't fix blood thickness, which can cause a clot, to cause a stroke or heart attack. So it doesn't really do much.
So why are these doctors all saying?
Because they're knuckleheads. They're knuckleheads. You want us to have some reduced blood viscosity and reduce Pi-1, natokinase or C-reactive protein, and our new immunoglobulin IgY will actually lower your C-reactive protein and also lumen photon. So you don't want to be chasing with something stupid or out of date. That's 1970s medicine, not 2017.
So and why do you think he's getting all these scabs on his lower leg?
He's in heart failure.
Oh.
Yeah, which means his circulation is failing, so his blood vessels aren't pumping anymore, and he's going to heart failure. And heart failure isn't heart. It's actually vessel failure. And so it means he needs things to help us support his vessels. So he starts off with a Cardiovasc. Mm-hmm. Then he adds to it something like our CoQ10 Supreme, mm-hmm. right, and the beet juice powder to reduce nitric oxide. And then he adds to it, for example, the Omega Supreme Pro, so he actually gets the fatty acids. And then you may add something like the mitochondrial catalyst to increase the mitochondria in his blood vessel walls and so on. And to stop the free radicals, cell detox, glutathione, and gamma A+. Because what's going on is free radicals are damaging his vessel walls, and the vessels aren't pumping anymore. So his legs are blowing up. So it means it's not heart failure. They should call it vessel failure. Because mm-hmm. the heart initially is trying to compensate for the vessels failing.
Yeah.
It's not heart failure. When the heart fails, it's at the terminal phases when you're vessels are so shot that your heart now is pumping so hard it's actually dilating and it can't get a diastole enough blood to push out. And in these stages, you're dying. You're not just having a hard time and blowing up your legs. You're now in terminal heart failure, which means your vessels have failed. Now your heart is failing. When you get to actual heart failure, you're finished.
Next is Carol from Michigan.
And I can help to get out of that, but you have to understand your doctors are calling it heart failure when it's vessel failure.
I'll give you his email.
Yeah.
Carol from Michigan. Dr. Deagle, I'm a long-time listener and order many of your supplements. I need some advice before ordering my next order. I have two problems, one for myself and one for my husband. My husband just got out of the hospital yesterday with very serious stomach surgery and hiatal hernia repair, and due to the amount of antibiotics he was given, he has C. diff.
No, he didn't get it from antibiotics. He got it from being in a hospital. C. diff is a hospital-acquired bug. If you want to die, of a really dangerous pathogen, go to hospital or an outpatient clinic.
Okay.
Okay,
she
so he picked it up in hospital, and C. diff will kill you.
They're giving him vancomycin.
Vancomycin is a typical older style of medication, but it gets rid of part of the problem, but it doesn't go through the biofilm. So if you test
She's asking which probiotic should he use.
Well, first off, you need more than that. You need antipathogenics, and here's the problem. If you test it, even if you get him over his acute infection, which can give you toxic megacolon and kill you in the hospital from C. diff, if you test his stool 3 or 6 months or a year from now, he'll still show C. diff in there.
What is C. diff?
Clostridium difficile, and they call it that because it's difficult to culture it, but it will give you a sepsis and kill you. It's an anaerobic bacteria in your lower bowel, and if it blows up, it can kill you.
And why do you get that at a hospital?
Because they grow in hospitals that are filthy pigsties.
Oh.
Filthy pigsty places is what they are. And they may say they're using cleaners. All the cleaners they do.
It always smells like cleaner in a hospital.
Let me explain. They smell like clean, but they aren't clean. Yeah. And what they do is they do
not
kill
off. It's not killing the bacteria.
No, it doesn't kill the resistant bacteria. And I use the analogy so people get this. You remember Wally, and then you remember Arnold? You remember Wally, you know, the guy that you played the way...
Wally?
No, not Wally.
And Eva?
No, not Wally and Eva. This is long before, we, you know, back when they talked about the cops, where's it back, where they had the...
Okay, what do you
anyway, in other words, it kills the Wally bugs, but doesn't kill the Arnold Schwarzenegger bugs.
Okay.
So the Wally bugs are killed. They're dead, man. But the Arnold Schwarzenegger bugs, like C. difficile, he's pumping iron.
Okay.
You give me vancomycin, I work out with Vanco every day, no problem.
So for him, you said... Did you
he needs the three antipathogenics, all three. Neutrodyne, 15 to 20 drops 3 times a day. Allicin Med, 1 to 2 capsules 3 times a day. NutriSilver, 1 sprayer, 3 drops for 10 pounds body weight. Neutro Defense to build up his immune system. And high-dose Power C to make his body alkaline. And if he takes the living probiotic, which is a Resel 6 strain from Paris, twice a day, and every second or third day, usually if somebody's got C. diff, I'd recommend it daily, their How Are You strain, and it'll eliminate it. And if you test in 3 months' time, he will not show C. diff, but you got to stay on the antipathogenics preventatively at pretty good dosages for a few months. And you need to stay on low dose forever. Because once you got C. diff, and you oftentimes don't just have C. diff, you've got other opportunistic bacteria and fungi that you acquired in the hospital. And there's a new one now you can acquire in a hospital called Candida auris. What do you think the death rate is here in America? And they had 36 cases in 2016. 30% die. Just Candida. But this is a new strain that came from Japan last year. And 30% of cases...
And that's in the hospital, too.
Yes. And 30% of the people that get Candida auris, they croak.
Do you know, I know, well, I haven't been to a doctor.
If you go to a hospital and you want to acquire a lethal end-of-life infection, go to hospital or an outpatient clinic or a surgical unit.
Carol goes on to say for herself...
Or get a colonoscopy. That's how you get C. diff. You don't know how to cold sterilize these damn colonoscopes, so I get people all the time panicking because they read the literature on the Internet. And the reason is the Internet tells them stuff their doctor's not going to tell them. They don't know how to cold sterilize these things. So if the colonoscope's infected with C. diff and it gives it to you, it can kill you.
So Carol goes on for herself, Bill, I have cellulitis on my arm. It has blistered and some have popped. It's very itchy. The doctor put me on Keflex and Bactrim. I already take...
Keflex is useless and it won't go through the biofilm, and Bactrim basically is to try to...
Listen to this. This will get me aggravated. I already take a probiotic 2 times a day, but it's not ours. I have had gut issues in the past, and I'm using some other person's bone broth protein and leaky gut repair.
Oh, God. Here's the primary problem.
And then she
What Carol is suffering from is what's called, I know better than Dr.
She
Deagle
says,
syndrome.
I should be taking your living probiotic to Ulcher, but I ran out of it.
Okay, well, here's the point, Carol.
We have more for
Here's the Carol for you and all the other people out there. Realize this and take this notice. You and your doctor don't know more than me, period. And I can prove it to you. And if you take supplements from somewhere else and you're in a panic city and you're going down the toilet and you're swirling the bowl, listen to me. Take my supplements only. Don't take garbage from other places or you're going to circle the bowl. And if you take what I recommend and if it's not working, call back and say, hey, Daigle, it's not working. I'll adjust and give you a better, more powerful protocol. But do not think you can second-guess Dr. Deagle and get away with it. You're not. And if you listen to knucklehead doctors that are trained in functional medicine, doing it for like 4 decades like I have, you're going to harm yourself and your doctor's going to hurt you, okay? Don't do
Karen,
it.
Karen, Bill, from Oklahoma, would HGH be beneficial in treating rheumatoid arthritis? Any info would be helpful.
We have microdose HGH. Yes. We have Mountain Red Velvet that has HGH and five other hormones.
Why would you use that for rheumatoid arthritis,
no.
though?
No, it's a secondary for healing. You can add it on as a healing thing, but the primary thing for rheumatoid is arthritics. It stops the type 2 collagen attack. And we now know for the past 60 years that Mycoplasma hominis incognita combined with specific HLA haplotypes is tied, like HLA 27, is tied directly to rheumatoid arthritis nodules and so on. So you take our antipathogenics, you take arthritics and Inflamex, you take things to rebuild the joint, like Joint Performance Tendon Mender and Mountain Red Velvet, and away you go, you heal. But those other things like HGH, that's down the road to try to heal the joint, but that's level 3 or 4.
Merci.
Oh,
cool.
You're welcome. S'il vous plaît.
We'll be back with Richard in an email.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And we're back. And so, Michelle, you got some more questions? We have a couple more minutes here. Go ahead.
Yeah. Richard, as I said in an email, hello, Dr. Deagle. My name is Richard. I wanted to know if you had any knowledge pertaining to recurring mouth ulcers and how to get rid of them.
The most common thing is aphthous stomatitis. Okay? It doesn't mean it'll be an allergic reaction. It could be hypersensitivity to, say, hot foods or foods you're allergic to or sensitive to some particular component. And you'll get a loss or sloughing of the mucus lining of the inside of the mouth. The best thing to do there is to take simply GastroHeal, which is zinc carnosine tablets, and to chew them. And as you chew the zinc carnosine tablets, it'll actually protect your mouth from the abscess stomatitis. So that's a simple solution. If that doesn't work, it means you may have an allergy, and the best way to do that is to do a test.
When you say zinc cart, you mean the GastroHeal?
Yeah. The GastroHeal tablets. And that usually fixes it.
Next is Virginia. Hello,
the other thing you can do, by the way, because you may have chronic herpes stomatitis, it's called, is to rinse your mouth after you brush your teeth with silver, the Nutri-Silver. Okay. And that'll kill off the herpetic or other viruses in your mouth that can cause, we call, a viral stomatitis. So it's either an abscess or a viral stomatitis that's the most common causes. Those are the two things to take.
Virginia, hello, doctor. I am a lost cause. Do you have any product to clear an infection? I have locked up in my sinus maxillary above the jaw under the eye. I went to Vietnam and had an implant, came back with a pieced sinus, now had infection, Bill, for 6 years. If I put my head down, I taste and smell it in my mouth, and I spit out green mucus or blow it out daily. I don't want surgery, and
I can tell you exactly what's
sinus
going.
Flush.
I can tell you exactly what's wrong with him.
Oh, he had a dental implant. She hasn't kissed her husband for 6 years.
Yeah, I can tell. It's very easy to fix this.
Well,
okay. The first thing is,
what is this?
When you get a dental implant, if you ever put it in improperly, it'll actually break through the inferior maxillary sinus and actually punctures through the bottom of the maxillary sinus, so she's got a channel going from the tooth root where it's infected and the implant's there, and there's a periodontitis maxillary periodontal infection, and it's tracking up in the sinus cavity. So the first thing is that she needs to get a 3D pan x-ray to look if she's got osteomyelitis and the implant needs to be pulled, plus that bone cleaned out. Second thing is they need to have an ENT specialist to put a transnasal fiber optic scope in there to see if she's got polyps or anything like a deviated septum. Most likely she may have either a blocked antrum, or what's called stoma, draining the maxillary sinus, and she may need maxillary sinus lavage in the ENT office. Okay.
Yes.
And she can get her own SinuPulse through our Amazon store and start using Neutrodyne with SinuAir powder. If they repair the sinus cavity and do an antrostomy to make sure they drain properly and does 4 times a day, 200 mils per side, nasal irrigation with a Neutrodyne, it'll clear it up. She needs to take Allure Block because she's probably got allergies. She needs to take her other antipathogenics orally like Allicin Med and Nutri-Silver and Nutri-Defense. And as she lavages it and cleans it, the cilia will regrow. Her sinus will be cleared of pathogens, mold, fungi, God knows what in there. But she needs dental surgery done and the implant pulled by a biological dentist, not a regular dentist, and need to repair the hole between where the implant is and going into the maxillary cavity. That's what's wrong with her, and she's got her... And by the way, if you leave those sinuses like that, it increases the chance of brain damage and dementia and blindness, so she better take care of it.
Oh, it's serious, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for all your great answers today. We
thank you for being the most
you.
Sweet, wonderful...
Yes.
...lady I know in the world.
Thank you, John.
And I'm so proud of you with
you're looking forward to Big Bear?
Yeah, I hope the Big Bear doesn't get me, though. I can't run that fast.
I don't think... Well, there could be a Big Bear.
I have a feeling we're going to have fun.
God bless you. Enjoy. Don't forget the sale, and enjoy the sale all weekend.
Probably
that's for you.
9 o'clock Pacific, probably midnight Eastern.
See you next week.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.